David Raham in Tfilos Hatanios makes a stunning comment regarding Asara B'Teves, that we know, of course, that there is a marked difference between Yom Kippur as opposed to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Sugya, Megillah, Daf Hei, that is a Nidcha, we fast on Sunday. Yom Kippur, obviously not the case, the Tainus is on Shabbos itself. Why exactly is there a difference? Yom Kippur is a Tainus Daraisa, Achila is an Isser Kares. Obviously that applies even on Shabbos as well. Not true when it comes to any Tainus which is Derabanan, Devrei Kabbalah. In such a case there, Shabbos takes preference, and therefore we commemorate the Tainus on the coming day. Avodram writes the following Chiddush, that of course is generally true, and Asar B'Teves is an exception. Exceptional that it is the Tainus that we have that can fall out on Erev Shabbos, and that means a person, as we'll have this year, has to fast an Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. And Avodram makes the stunning comment, and don't be so surprised, because even if it would fall out on Shabbos itself, a person would be obligated to fast. Obviously, on Friday. But even if Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos itself, then it would not be an Idche, but one would fast at that particular time. Why exactly is that true? Avodram refers to a pasuk. When it comes to Yom Kippur, after all, the Torah tells us, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. The Gemara is Dorish, that pasuk, in Yuman, Daf, Pe'alef, Amad Aleph. And Etzem Hayom Hazeh is found even when it comes to Asar B'Teves as well. A pasuk in Yechezkel Chav Dalet, Samach Melech Bavel El Yerushalayim Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And just as you have Etzem Hayom Hazeh when it comes to Yom Kippur, the same thing is true when it comes to Asara B'Teves. This cannot happen. Asara B'Teves would only fall out on weekdays, not on Shabbos, but in principle, that indeed would be Doche Shabbos. No doubt, a very, very great Chiddush. The Beis Yosef, Tav Kuf Nun, cites this Avudraham and questions, where exactly do you see that this is true? That in principle, it's similar to Yom Kippur. I understand the Torah uses the terms of Etzeb Yom Hazeh, but where do you find that that's true when it comes to a tainus that is Drabban and a tainus which indeed is considered to be Midivrei Kabbalah? This Chiddush Avud Raham is explicitly against many Rishonim. When you look in Rashi in that Sugya, Megillah Daf Hei, Rashi is absolutely explicit that Yom Kippur, yes, but no other tainus. Would we assume that you fast on Shabbos, and Rashi is explicit that applies to Asar B'Teves as well? If you look in Meiri in that Sugya, Megillah Daf Hei, explicit Meiri, not like Avud Raham. You look in the Rambam, Perakei Fachos Tanios, also explicitly against what the suggestion of Avudraham. But the question is, of course, what is the sheet of Avudraham? Why would one think that indeed this is considered to be true? If Tisha B'Av would not apply on Shabbos, why would one think that it's different when it comes to Asar B'Teves? If you take a look at Or Sameach, there are Perakei Fachos Tanios, Or Sameach addresses this Avudraham. And Or Sameach points out the following. Or Sameach quotes an important Chiddush of the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer. The Mabit in Kiryas Sefer. If you look at the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer, we do not have this. We do not have this. It was thought for many, many years that this was a toast in the Or Sameach, citing this Mabit that we don't have. More recently, another version of the Mabit, Maduras Venencia, Shin Yud Aleph, and in that Madura of the Mabit, there's a Haggah, and the Haggah is exactly what the Or Sameach was referencing. Apparently, the Or Sameach had access to that Mabit. And there the Mabit writes the following Chiddush. One is not allowed to fast when it comes to Shabbos. Is that a Din D'Oraisa? Is that only a Din D'Rabbanan? Of course, there are elements of Kavod, Oneg, we discussed in earlier Shiurim. But the Isser Tainus B'Shabbos, to what extent is that Me'ikar HaDin D'Oraisa? Or Sameach is bothered by the following. That's Sugya Megillah Daf Hei. The Gemara is bothered. Rebbe is bothered. What happens when it comes to Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos? Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. Bikesh Rebbe Lakor Tisha B'Av. Or Sameach is bothered by the following issue. Why is it only a difficulty when it comes to Tisha B'Av? If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you know what that meant? 3 weeks earlier, Shivasa B'Tamas also fell out on Shabbos. Is there any possible basis to distinguish between Tisha B'Av as opposed to Shivasar B'Tamuz? Maybe one to argue that to fast on Tisha B'Av on Shabbos is even more problematic than to fast when it comes to Shivasar B'Tamuz. Oh, so Sameach cites this Mabit, that really, there is an Issa Daraisa of Tainis on Shabbos. However, that is only Me'es La'es. Only Me'es La'es. Wow. That's only if a person is fasting for the entirety of Shabbos, from beginning to end. If a person, for example, is eating at night and only fasting during the day, that is not Aser Me'ikar Hadin Daraisa. It's true. There's certain Chiyuvim of Suda Shabbos, Shabbos Guf Yud Zayin, Ichlu Hayom, Kavod Oneg, the Sugya Psachim Daf. Kufay, that certainly is true, but the Isser Daraisa of Tainis B'Shabbos is only a Tainis which indeed envelops the entire day. And therefore, or Samath points out, it's more problematic fasting on Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, precisely because Tisha B'Av is so chomer that the Tainis begins Balayla, as opposed to the cases of Shar Tainisim, where that's not true, the Tainis only begins Bayom. And our Samach writes, and that's also relevant for a tainis chalom. A person, for example, has a very frightening dream. Oh, Tosas discusses, tainis daf, yir aleph amid aleph, that you know what, an unusual psak, you're going to ask me what to do? Under certain circumstances, I'll tell you we have to fast on Shabbos. And then you know what, I'll call you after Shabbos, how did you make it through the fast? You'll tell me it was hard fasting on Shabbos. You know what I'll tell you? Now you have to fast during the week because you were mevatel the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Wow, that's the psak. Tosus writes, it's a little bit unusual. You ask a shaila and you're told to do this and you do this and now you have to make up for the fact that you didn't eat on Shabbos. You know what Tosus says? That certainly is true. You know, there are certain piskei din, certain klali hora, hutra dechuya. There are certain things that clearly are an override, but there's an element of chet. There's an element of chet. Tosus says, you know what? That fasting even during the day of Shabbos, there's an element of chet. But if a person has such a frightening experience, a chalom that demands fasting, it is worth it, an aver lishma, but it has an element of aver that requires kapara. And Tosus compares this to a case of nazir. Nazir. Lozer a kapar that says that, you know what? A nazir has to bring a karban chatos. Why exactly is that true? One could argue in extreme opposition, either because acceptance of nazirus is a chet, or maybe one could argue the opposite. Ending Naziris is considered to be a chet. You know why now you have to bring a carbon? Because you reached such a high plateau, and now you are going back to day-to-day life. That requires a certain measure of kapara. A fascinating machlokas. Machlokas tanayim, amarayim, the machlokas rishonim. Lozer Kapar writes that no, the etzem Naziris is considered to be a chet. Tziratz m'nayayin. Sotosis is bothered. Yeah, but sometimes it's appropriate. Haroes sota bekukulo yazirats min hayayin. So Tosus writes the Chiddush. That's not a stira to say it's appropriate, but there's an element of chet. A person is in a situation where you're faced with a sota bekukulo. You have to do something. You have to set up gedarim. You have to respond. Sometimes that response can be less than ideal. Just like sometimes you've almost said in beis yesh koach biachachamim lakor davar min haTorah. Sometimes you're in a situation where something has to give, but any way that you turn, there could be a problem. A person has two karbanos, one which demands dalad zrikos, one that demands a single zrika, and all of a sudden the dam becomes intermingled. You know what? Everywhere you turn, it's considered to be a problem. No? To do more zrikos is baltosiv. Few zrikos is baltigra. Ah, that's what the Gemara says. Zvachim davkuf, sheval tasadiv. Sheval tasadiv. Better to violate Baltigra b'shev altas than Baltosif b'kum v'sei. These are examples where in a person in a situation where wherever you turn, there could be an element of chet, but you have to opt for the lesser of two. And therefore, it is worth becoming a nazir, even though karnabaz v'kap, there's an element of chet. It is worth not having a Suda Shabbos because of the chalom, even though there's an element of chet. Because after all, one has to maneuver, one has to balance. But the mabit, the only reason even that's an option is because you're being soed balayla belel Shabbos, and the Tanis Chalom is only during the day, because the Issa Daraisa Mikra Hadin of Tanis B'Shabbos is only me'es la'es, and it is not for part of the day in and of itself. Well, so that's exactly what the Or Sameach writes, that recognize, so it's not so surprising that one could envision a tainus which is for a chatzi hayom to apply even when it comes to Shabbos itself. And if there's an indicator in the pasuk of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Maybe one could understand indeed that that's true. You'll tell me, yes, it's usher to fast on Shabbos, but no. The Mabit's Chiddush, that's only Meis Leis, and not the Tainus, which is only Miktsas Hayom. And then the Rosh Hashanah goes a step further. Is there any raya to the Shita of Avudraham? He writes, yes. You know, there is a Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem that raises the following kasha. That you have Bar Beirav, Diyosi Betanisei. You have a person that has a Tanis Yachid. And that Tanis Yachid is on Erev Shabbos. Ma'ol Ashlume. When exactly do you end that Tanis? With the onset of Shabbos? Do you have to wait until Tseis HaKochavim? If a person has a private Tanis on Shabbos, a minhag, a person fasts, for example, on Yartzei, Yom Shemes Bo Aviv, Yom Shemes Bo Rabo, and that happens on Erev Shabbos, when exactly do you end the Tanis? You know what the kasha or sameach is? Ooh, why didn't the Gemara raise this issue about a Tanis Tzibur? Why did the Gemara only raise the issue about a Tanis Yachid? You know what the Rosh Sameach answers? Because the onus Tanis Tzibur that falls out on Erev Shabbos, the only one, is Asar B'Teves. And it's a Davra Poshut that you can't break the fast early if Asar B'Teves falls out on Erev Shabbos, because Asar B'Teves in principle would even be Doche Shabbos. So it's obvious that you have to wait until Tseis HaKochavim, ooh, this Shabbos, because after all, you're going to say that now that it's Shabbos, I can't fast. In principle, Asara B'Teves is Doche, the Dini Achil of Shabbos itself. That's why he writes the Gemara did not even raise this issue when it comes to a Tanis Tzibur, because the only Tanis Tzibur that can fall out on a Friday is Asara B'Teves, and that's clear, that you cannot break the Tanis early. But what about when it comes to a Tanis Yachin? Wow, that's the deal of the Rosh Sameach to support the Chiddush of Avudraham. Wow, but no doubt, something which indeed is stunning, that Chiddush of Avudraham, that in principle, this indeed could be Doche Shabbos. So one approach, no doubt, Rosh Sameach writes at length, but take a look, is because, recognize, you're talking about Achila Balayla, just a Tainis Bayom, and that already, I understand, they're Dinim of Kovo, they're Dinim of Oneg, but the Isser of Tainis B'Shabbos is indeed that which is Me'es Le'es. If you look in Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, there the Minchas Chinuch raises another fascinating issue, and Minchas Chinuch writes a Chiddush, which already is found mufurish in Rishon. Let's assume, for example, not Yom Kippur, regular Tainus falls out on Shabbos. Why is it so obvious that you push off the Tainus until Sunday? Why exactly is that true? You know what? I have a conflict. On the one hand, there is a chiyuv of Tainus. On the other hand, there is a chiyuv of Suda. Why is it so obvious that the Chiv Suda somehow takes preference over the Dine Tainis? Why exactly is that so obvious? Why shouldn't I apply the principle I just mentioned, that you know what, when you have two contradictory Chiyuvim, more Zrikos, less Zrikos, Sheval Tasadiv. So if I'm in a situation where there's a Mitzvah Achila and there's an Isra Achila, so why isn't the obvious answer that, you know what, just Sheval Tasa? Why violate this Rachila Bekum Vesei rather than go ahead and fulfill the fast and be Mavatil the Mitzvah Achilan Shabbos for Sheval Tasa? That Mitzvah Sachila, what exactly is that? You know, so clearly from the Sukkah is that, of course, there's a Chiv of Sudan Shabbos. We've discussed multiple Makoros. Upsach and Kufi Zain is a Klu Hayom. Psachim Kufay is Kavod and Oneg, Kavod and Oneg. What status does that have? Ichlu Hayom Poshubshat. There is an Ur Zeru in Hilchos Erev Shabbos that quotes that as a Din D'Oraisa. There is Levush. We assume, like Rov Rishonim, Rov Achronim, no, that's only an Asmachta. Ichlu Hayom, the need to be Soed B'Shabbos, is an Asmachta D'Rabana. And even the Sugyam Psachim Dav Kufay, Kavod Oneg, Grosla Shabbos Oneg, Kadosh Mechum Mechum. Okay, what is that? The most that is Midivrei Kabbalah. Midivrei Kabbalah. The Navi Yeshaya. So Enochinami, a mitzvah sachila Midivrei Kabbalah. A mitzvah sachila Midivrei Kabbalah. But what about the Isra Achila of Atainis? Isn't that also found in Divrei Kabbalah? Zechariah Perches, no? Son Harvi, Son Achamishi. The Navi speaks about the months of the year that one is obligated to fast. And therefore, oh, this time is Son Asiri. I mean, there. Isn't that also Divrei Kabbalah? So if you have an Isser Achilu, which is Divrei Kabbalah, and you have a Mitzvah Sachilu, which is Divrei Kabbalah, you have the Navi Yeshayah that tells us it's appropriate to eat on Shabbos, the Navi Zechariah that says that no, you cannot do so, commemorating these Tanios. So why do we choose to be soed b'Shabbos? Why not apply the principle of Sheval Tasadiv? You have a Chimi Divrei Kabbalah pointing this way, a Chimi Divrei pointing that way. If one would argue one is a Mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah, another is only a Din Darabanan, I understand. So a Mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah can override at times Dini Darabanan. But each one is found in Divrei Navi. The Mitzvah Sachila, the Navi Yeshayah, the Isra Achila, the Navi Zechariah. So why do I say that, you know what, that let's wait until the next day. Let's push off a Tainus until Sunday. Melchisinach writes the following Chiddush. This is also Mechidushi HaGracha L'Shas, B'Shem Rav Chaim. And I'll tell you, this is found in the Rishonim. The Rishonim. If you look in the Ritva, Tainus Chavav, you look in the Ritva, Rosh Hashanah Yurches, two places. The Ritva writes a stunning Chiddush. Is there a Tainus Midivrei Kabbalah to commemorate Churban? Absolutely yes. It's on Ravi, it's on Achamishi, it's on Atsi, it's on Asiri. Absolutely, absolutely. All of that is true. All of that is true. But the Ritva writes something unusual. The Navi does not mention a specific date. The Navi mentions a month. A month. There's a Tanis on the Chodesh Ravi. There's a Tanis on the Chodesh Achamishi. In order to commemorate Saros that befell Knesset Yisrael, in order to commemorate Churban Habayis, it's appropriate to fast on these months, on the 4th, the 5th, the 9th, the 10th. You don't find in the Navi Zechariah that there is a particular date, And the Ritva's Mechadesh, well, that Midivrei Kabbalah, it's necessary to fast during the month of. It's necessary to have a fast during Tammuz. It's necessary to have a fast during Av. The choice of Shivasa B'Tammuz or the choice of Tisha B'Av, that is not Midivrei Kabbalah. The choice of the date is only that which is Drabanan. In fact, when you take a look at that Sugya Megillah Daf Hei, take a look at the Sugya, the Sheet of Rebbe, the Sheet of Tosus, Rebbe is bothered. Why do we commemorate Tisha B'Av on the 9th? After all, the Sreifa Hamikdash was the next day, on the 10th. Why is it that we choose that the fast of Av is on Tisha B'Av? Maybe it should be on the next day. Wow, that's when the Mikdash burned. It's unusual that the day before is indeed when we're fasting. What do you mean? Isn't there a Pasuk? No. The Pasuk mentions the need to go ahead and to fast during the month of Av. That itself is a fascinating Chiddush, that you know what? We believe that a month is a chaloshem. A month has a character, you know? If a person were to ask you, do you feel differently, you know, in March than in April? Most people would say no. It's no longer this month, it's that month. Do you really feel a difference? That's all a convention, it's all arbitrary, you know? 28 days, 30 days, 31 days, it's all arbitrary, you know? Nothing in the Torah Hashem is arbitrary, you know? Days of a month is arbitrary, Rahman Litzlam. Arbitrary. Kiddush HaChodesh. Months of year, arbitrary. Absolutely not. No, a month informs the calendar, you know? If a person asks you, do you feel differently during March and April, you better say no. No? A person asks you, do you feel differently during Elul as opposed to Adar, you better say yes. No? Oh, of course. This is a month of Simcha. This is an Es Tzara. Of course, that's true. There's a character. There's a character to a month. The Mechilta. No, when it comes to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yachal Meirosh Chodesh. Wow, Yachal Meirosh Chodesh. There's the mitzvah Daraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Muskel Rishon, the default position is, you know what? Any time during the month of Nisan. If not for Bavur Zeh and Bayomahu, you know what I would have said? You choose. Anytime. Wow. In other words, that Nisan is a Chodesh of Geula. And you could fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If not for a pasuk of Vayomahu, the Yerushalmi and Megillah Aleph Aleph, the sheet of Rabbi Nassan, all of Chodesh Adar is kosher for Kriyas HaMegillah. Wow. Sheet of Rabbi Nassan. HaChodesh HaShir Nepach. Is that what it says in the Megillah? HaChodesh HaShir Nepach. And therefore, any day during Adar would be a candidate. Asugin Chagigah Dates. The Gemara says that maybe any time during Chodesh Tishri you can offer the Karban Chagigah. Wow. BaChodesh HaShvi Tachol Gosa. Chodesh HaShvi Tachol Gosa. Wow. A Chodesh, drop for a Karban Chagigah. And the Gemara has a miyut. No? Oh, guess what? No, you can only bring it on Yantif. Whoa. As opposed to the whole month. That there's a character to a month in and of itself. So the Ritva writes in those two places, it's stunning. And Tanis Nav Chavav, Rosh and Daf Yuches. That you know what? The Tainis Midivrei Kabbalah is during the month of. The choice of the particular day, Shivasa B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, that is only a Dinder Abaham. Wow. That's a Chiddush that the Ritva writes. You know what? Be careful. Sometimes you see people's mindset, their attitude. This year is only a nidche. You know, only a nidche. You have to fast Midirei Kabbalah during the month of Av, the choice of Tisha B'Av, as opposed to the next day, that's a din d'rabbanan. But the tainus is Midirei Kabbalah. That's when we're fasting during Chodesh Av. No, that's a chiddush that the Ritva writes. Be careful when you say something is only an idcha. This is binding me divrei Kabbalah, because this is the day of choice. So therefore, Menachas Chinuch writes in Shin Aleph the following. He thinks that really is the answer. The need to be soed b'Shabbos, that's clearly me divrei Kabbalah. Take a look at the Rambam, Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. Arba'ah d'vorim menu b'Shabbos. Shnai me divrei Torah, Vishnami de Vesofrim, Vehem Mefurash al Yedein Avim. No? That's Mefurash al Yedein Avim. No, that's something which is clear. Kavod, Oneg, on Shabbos. You know, I'm not going to eat on Shabbos. I'll eat tomorrow. No. Oneg, Kavod, that demands Shabbos itself. All of a sudden, Shivasa B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. That clash is an Isser Achila D'Rabbanan, as opposed to a Mitzvah Achila Midivrei Kabbalah. And that's why the Tanis becomes an Ilche. Because even if the Tanis is a nidcha, you know what? I can go ahead and fulfill. I can fulfill the chiyuv of that Tanis Medivrei Kabbalah on the next day as well. And therefore, Menachas Chinuch writes, that's why we don't say Shevat HaSadif. We say, no, eat on this Shabbos and fulfill the Tanis the next day. How can you push off the Din Medivrei Kabbalah? No, the Din Medivrei Kabbalah is Tzon Harvi, Tzon HaChamishi. And therefore, wow. That's considered to be accommodated. That's the chiddush that the Menachas Chinuch writes. Why, when a typical tainus falls out on Shabbos, we don't assume Shevat HaSadif, but we assume that the tainus is subject to dechia, because you'll fulfill the mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah on the next day. But not true when it comes to the mitzvahs of Shabbos that obviously are only ba'osu hayom. There you can't have that concept of a nidcha at all. Wow. And maybe Reb Chaim points out, maybe that's the chiddush of the Avudraham. The Chiddush of the Avudraham, meaning what? Is there any possible way to distinguish, and argue in general that's true, that the Torah only goes ahead and underscores a month, not a particular day? But if the Torah were to mention a day, that would not be the case. Then I would assume that, what do you mean? A Shevat HaSadif. Oh. That's the Avudraham's comparison to Yom Kippur. The uniqueness of Yom Kippur is a tainus. It's not just simply it's a tainus darais of the chiyum karis. That certainly is true, obviously. But there's another unique feature. Whereas when it comes to other fasts, the Torah mentions the window, the month. When it comes to Yom Kippur, be'etzem hayom hazeh, v'nisim es nafshoseichem be'etzem hayom hazeh, alitzumo shayom anashkares, be'etzem hayom hazeh. Oh. That's the Chiddush of Avud Raham. When you look in Yechezkel, Chav Dalet, Samach Melech Bavel El Yerushalayim Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. You know what Avud Raham felt is unique about the Sar B'Teves? Whereas it comes to other fasts, the Torah mentions a window of time, a month. Not true when it comes to Asar B'Teves. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. If it's Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, you know what one should then assume? You have a mitzvah sachil midivrei kabbalah. You have an isra achil, which is midivrei kabbalah. Sheval tasadid. And therefore, wow, Avud Raham writes that one should recognize that in principle, if Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, you would fast because the pasuk says ve'etzem ve'etzem hayazeh. An important chiddush. Now, wow, it comes to life that ha'ara of Avud Raham. That Asar B'Teves is different. Because here the Torah indeed stresses a day as opposed to just simply a window of time. You don't find that distinction in the Ritva. The Ritva writes us about Shar Tanios in general, but maybe that's part of the Chiddush of Avud Raham. Not just simply a Gzeirah Shava of Etzem Etzem, but rather the Lamdus of Etzem Yom Hazeh means the day as opposed to the month is also true when it comes to Asar B'Teves in and of itself. And therefore, in principle, that deed could be doche. And therefore, it's obvious then that if it falls down on Friday, of course, there's a tainus. And it's obvious then that the tainus is going to go into Shabbos. You're not going to argue that Shabbos takes preference when, in principle, this tainus could be doche Shabbos in and of itself. And therefore, the meaning of the chiddush of Avud Raham, that Betzem Imazen deed is considered to be that which is stressed. It's an important biur. I remember once hearing from Rashi Weiss a very different reading of that Avud Raham. The language of Avud Raham writes the following. You know what? If Asar B'Teves falls out on Shabbos, I efshar lidchosu liyom acher. You can't push it off. What does he can't push it off mean? It's not an ilchen, you fast on Shabbos. Rashi Weiss once suggested a reading of Avud Raham, you can't push it off and therefore you don't fast. Fasting on Shabbos is not an option because after all, a tainus derabanan and divrei kabbalah is not doche Shabbos, and you can't push it off because the pasuk says betzem yom hazeh. It's either now or never, and if you can't do it now, there's no time. Poshub shat Avud Raham and yachlit chosa means that you have to fast today. You can't push off the tainus tomorrow. Maybe it means you can't fast tomorrow, and therefore you don't fast because it's not doche Shabbos. Wow, that's a very creative reading of Avud Raham. Poshub shat it means as Rasameach assumes, Ruchayim assumes that yeshlit chosa means you can't push it off, but you're obligated. You're obligated indeed to fast now. There is a pirush that Chassam Sofer has on the slichos for Asar B'Teves. And there, the Chassam Sofer writes that what is so unique about Asar B'Teves? Why would we think that indeed is considered to be more chamor? And the Chassam Sofer quotes the Makoros to indicate as follows, that there is a marked difference, after all, that Tisha B'Av represented the Sof HaPranis. The calamitous destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but Asar B'Teves represents the Tchilas HaPranis. Pending. And in certain ways, a Tchilas HaPranis, Tam Sofer writes, is even more chomer than. When a person goes in and experiences the sense of Churban, you know what? It's Matzmiach Yeshua. The next step is rebuilding. In the thick of it, that's not necessarily true. I remember hearing from a Slavichik, that's exactly the reason that we fast on Tisha B'Av and not the next day. No? That's what Tosas points out. Ironic, no? The Beis HaMikdash is set aflame, and on the 10th, Mitzvah Avelos until Chatzos. But the real Avelos is the day before. Why exactly is that true? You know, it's somewhat ironic that when you look at the day of Tisha B'Av itself, the Avelos stouts out as being the most chamor, and as the day goes on, the Avelos diminishes. No tefillin, baboker, you don't say tiskabel tzloson, that's sasam tefilosi, you sit on the floor as an avel, and all of a sudden, as the day continues, the Avelos diminishes. All of a sudden now, a kaddish tiskabel, and you're putting on your tefillin, perecha chavosh alecha, and you're sitting in a chair, you would get the impression as though that the Churban took place and now we're shifting gears. Now we're turning the corners. We know that was not true. We know that was not true. The Churban was on the 10th, and this was the window prior. Isn't it ironic that the Velus is more chamor prior to the Churban than Bishas? Bishas HaChurban. You know what the answer is? Atosus, Kedushin, Daf, Lamed Aleph. No. Mizmar Liyosef. Mizmar Liyosef. Bo goy menach lasecha, timo lasecha kodshecha. Mizmar Liyosef. David HaMelech sings a shira, shira. Mizmar Liyosef. No. Regarding a Churban Abayis. Atosus quotes the Medrash. Rashi quotes the Medrash. Mizmar Liyosef. Kinan Asaf mi Baylei. This should not be a shira. This should be a kina. This should be lamentation. Why is this considered to be a shira? You know what the answer is? Shafa charnapa v'yatzitz eitz b'Yehuda. You know what? It was obvious to us right before the Churban HaBayis that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was angered at the behavior of Knesset Yisrael, and the result was going to be calamitous. And what are the possibilities of a calamitous result? One possibility could be Churban HaBayis. As bad as that was, there was a silver lining. A nechama. No, Knesset Yisrael endured. Knesset Yisrael endured. Shafa charanapal al eitzim vavanim shebehecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel left out his wrath against the sticks, the stones, the Mikdash Hashem. Umitoch kach hishir sheirusu pleitu the Yisrael. And we survived. And we survived. There was a silver lining to the Sreifas HaMikdash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel took out his anger against the Mikdash. And that is directed against Knesset Yisrael. The Medrash is Mefurish in Parshas Pekudei. No? Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. Mishkan Eidus. You know what the Medrash Rabbah writes? Mishkan is Miloshan. Mashkan. Mashkan. And the reason it's mentioned twice in the Chumash is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu on two occasions took a Mashkan, a collateral, in lieu of. The Sreifas HaMikdash was a collateral. It was a mashkan. Because really, we ourselves, that's what the Ramban writes in the very beginning of Chumash Vayikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts a karban when in essence a person himself is guilty of chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at times, as Amidas HaRachamim, is willing to accept a mashkan in lieu of direct payment. And therefore, isn't it clear that as tragic as the Sreifer was, there was a silver line? If that really is true, so I ask you the following. What was the most dire moment of anguish in the time of the Churban HaBayis? It wasn't Bishas HaSreifa, but it was the window that preceded the Sreifa. During that window of time, where it was obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angered and there would be severe, severe consequence, and at that time, we were uncertain what would the consequence be. Would it be Eitzam Avonim? Would it be Knesset Yisrael? And all of a sudden, the Mikdash burns and our Avelos diminishes. Our Avelos diminishes. The most intense Avelos is prior to, and Bishas HaSreifa, all of a sudden, Tiskav Otzulosa. And we sit on chairs and we put on tefillin. Wow, that is the depiction. That's the progression of the day of Tisha B'Av itself. Because the most dire moment is the Tchilas HaAvelos. Where so much is at stake, we don't know what the resolution is indeed going to be. In a certain sense, some Sofer writes, that's similar to a Tainis Chalom. A Tainis Chalom is not the last chapter. A Tainis Chalom is the earlier chapter. No, a person has a dream which foretells. It's a premonition. No, something may occur, that hasn't occurred. That really is the most dire moment. And therefore, a Tainis Chalom, a person fasts on Shabbos as well. You don't go ahead and delay. When a person experiences something where that, you know, it's unclear what the resolution is going to be, but it's obvious that there is an Esara. Oh, so that is considered to be the most dire window. And a Tainis Lahaba is Docha Shabbos. Tisha B'Av is a Tainis commemorating what happened. And therefore, that is not Docha Shabbos, but a Tainis Chalom indeed is. Some Sofer writes, the difference is Lahaba as opposed to Lishavar. And isn't that true of Asar B'Tevis as well? The calamity did not yet occur. But already it was clear to Knesset Yisrael that, you know what, that more was necessary. More was necessary. And therefore, if it's a Tainis where the orientation is Lahaba, not surprising that in principle, that indeed could Vidoche Shabbos. That, no doubt, is part of the mindset. When a person is in the thick of an Esar, and you don't know what the resolution is going to be, that could be the most dire moment. And when one experiences the resolution, we recognize that, you know, now we can turn the corner. Now that can be Matzmiach Yeshua. And therefore, in a certain sense, that the dire window of time is what is pending, not necessarily what already occurred. And that, no doubt, is the mindset of when Knesset Yisrael experiences the difficulties, the difficulty of Esara. One has to recognize that, you know, we're all mispalo for a resolution, for an outcome, for Yeshua, but recognize that in the thick of it, that's considered to be the dire moment. And that's part of the uniqueness of Asar v'Teves, a progression that resulted, in fact, in the Churban Habayis. One has to be mindful, very, very mindful of the Chedushim of Avud Raham, the beautiful, beautiful Chiddush that the Ritva writes about days as opposed to months, the fact that months have a character, months have a life to themselves. That's something that we know, the Chashivus of the Luach in terms of days of months and months of year, that how the Rambam writes the Sod HaIbur, how amazingly, right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah can make perfect symmetry out of solar years and lunar months and the days of the months. It's something which is fantastically meaningful in terms of aspects of Hashgachas Hashem. But, we're at the end of Zman. I often mention that it's fine to take a step back and to see what we've accomplished and the Hasmada and the Esek B'Torah. So many of you, even during finals, beyond finals, that are still in the Beis Medrash, is something we appreciate beyond measure. But we have to realize that the Ben Hazmanim is not only an opportunity. The Ben Hazmanim is an indicator. And I've often mentioned that during the Zman itself, many of you are treading a difficult path. That no, you want to take the learning as seriously as you possibly can. But understandably, there's significant pressures. The college curriculum is not the easiest. It requires that a person has to spend time, rightfully so. You know, if it's taken seriously, there's a value. There's a value. If it's not taken seriously, it's mamish bittul zman. No, if it's done right, you know, and the Rambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, it enhances one's awareness of, that's the value. That's the value. But you understand that you have to balance. You have to balance time. You have to balance time. So, you know, it's hard for a person to spend the entire day, 3 Sdarim a day learning during the thick of the Zman because you're balancing, you're faced with other responsibilities. Well, I ask you the following. To what extent is that a legitimate excuse? Legitimate excuse. To what extent is that really the case? The greatest indicator is the free time, is the Ben Hazman. How you spend the Ben Hazmanim is the greatest indicator of how the time was spent during the Zman. You know, all of a sudden, you have now a break, and you don't have those college pressures, and you don't have the same schedule. So how is your day being spent? How is the day being spent? If the day is invested with Esek B'Torah, I don't simply mean, you know, a little Seder here and a little Seder there, invested with Esek B'Torah, making up the time that you didn't have during the semester itself. You know, that's not only the greatest indicator of how you spend the semester break, but that's the greatest indicator of what was happening during the Zman. But you know what? But if now you have windows of time, and you know, the learning is not taken as seriously as it should, and you're satisfied with very low goals of, you know what, I'll learn a little bit in the morning and a little bit at night, because the Gemara Menachos of Tzadi Tes says you have to learn a little bit morning, a little bit the night, so I'll get by. So the fact that you had, you know, an organic chemistry test, that had nothing to do with Bittul Torah, nothing to do with the fact. You don't have the test, and you're still not learning. No, that's an important, important barometer. That's an important, important measure. If a person uses all their free time to learn, therefore that's an indicator that, yes, occupied time is not called Bittul Torah. If a person is not learning during their unoccupied time, so therefore, you know what? even the occupied time, there's a din v'cheshbon of bittul Torah, because that wasn't the cause. And that's what you have to realize. Because sometimes it's those exceptional times where a person can do so. So I think both in Kamos and Eichus, that you have to think about how much time can I position myself? You know, you're finishing up a difficult week of exams. Okay, maybe you're entitled to a half a day off to do something, you know? And now that that's over, you know, like, now, how much am I going to accomplish? Right? How many mesechtas can I possibly learn during this window of time? No? Or how many times can I chaza the sugyas, indeed that I've done? That's something which is absolutely critical. Absolutely critical. If you do it, you know, it sheds light on the entire year. And if you don't do it, it sheds negative light on the entire year as well. One has to be so careful. So careful. Sometimes it's those exceptions that are indicators in very, very profound ways. It's important to bear that in mind. See, you have this opportunity. For whatever reason, the break this year is a long one. It's a long one. Longer than I would have suggested. No, it's a long one. Yeah. You have time to really have shifos in terms of learning. You know, you're going home, opportunities to incredibly be mekadesh shem shamayim. No, you're going back to your communities, going back to your shuls. You know what? Be the first one at davening. Be the first one in. Be the last one out. Be kovei itim. You know, the Rav gets up to speak. Don't walk out. You know, the Rav gives a shir. Don't put your head down. No, you know, sit there. Be attentive. Show derech eretz. I can tell you, Rabbanim sharing with me, you know, ben hazmanim, the bnei yeshiva come home and kind of, you know, it doesn't look like they're on fire. It doesn't look like they're on fire. No, like, you know, why shouldn't they be? Why shouldn't they be on fire? You're coming home now, you know, you spent months in the yeshiva, you know what? I want your parents to call me and tell me that, you know what, that, whoa, you know what? Incredible, you know? This is a break, and yet the learning, the davening is something that is uplifting. That's what you have the capacity to do, and that sheds enormous light on the entire Zman that we had together. And Mirtz Hashem will come back with a sense of incredible hischadshus. I had mentioned in the last year about the importance of finishing the Masechta when it comes to Maseches Beit. So you know what? It's within everyone's reach to be able to finish the Masechta with multiple chazaras. A very, very challenging Masechta, as you see. But it's incredibly uplifting, incredibly inspirational to be able to be kona Masechta. The chazer time and time again, and to see to it that it becomes absolutely part of who you are. You know, the clear, you know, you're walking on the street and someone taps you on the shoulder and says to you, what are you thinking? You know, I want to know which daf you're thinking about at that moment. Now, you're thinking about this shir, that shir. That should be your mindset. That should be your consciousness. That should be Gehem Chayena. You know, you look in the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. That's where the Torah tells us, Lo alechem levado yichya adam, but rather, motza pi Hashem yichya adam. And that, it's an amazing limud to go through Chumash and to see how Targum translates the same words differently. That's an amazing limud. I would start with Shnai Mikra. Now just familiarize yourself with Targum a little bit, no? But once you've done that, you know, it's like an amazing thing to see words that are so often repeated in Chumash, and Targum will translate that differently, and I will tell you, you walk away, you know, Targum with just a choice of a word, you know, can give you a different Hagdara, can tell you something that, you know, the Rambam writes, one of our Karamuna is uniqueness of the Mos Moshe Rabbeinu. Part of our Karamuna. Help Adababa. Kadosh Baruch Hu will communicate to Moshe Rabbeinu differently than any other Navi. And the Rama tells you all the differences, and of course that's true. That's part of our Ikar Emuna, part of our Animami, no? Welcome to Yisrael Kamoshe. No, that's clear. I'll tell you just simply, and you know, in the most common Pasuk in Chumash, no? Vayedabra Hashem El Moshe Leimor. How do you translate the word El? You know, take a look in Targum, it's unbelievable. When it comes to everyone else, beyond the beginning of Reishis, no, everyone else, Targum writes, Umalil Hashem li, no? Vayadaber Hashem el Aron. Umalil Hashem li Aron. Moshe Rabbeinu, umalol Hashem im, im Moshe, im Moshe. You know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with Moshe and spoke to Aaron. Take a look in Shmos Vav. Vayadar Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron omar, umalol Hashem, right? Im Moshe ula Aaron. No, it's like, you see the uniqueness of Nevoas Moshe Rabbeinu. It's something which is like stunning, consistent throughout all of Chumash. The Torah mentions Yichya when it comes to Lechem. The Torah mentions Yichya when it comes to Torah. Kalechem v'al Yichyada. In the original Nuschos, the true Nuschach of Targum. You know how Targum translates the word Yichya? Well, Lechem v'al Yichyada, Targum writes Miskayim. Miskayim. Bread sustains. Bread sustains. Motzei pi Hashem Yichyada. You know how Targum translates Yichya? The same word, Ches Yigud, Chayei. You know what that means? That means bread sustains and Torah is life. No? Mefurish and Targum. No? Parsha Seike. You know that? That's a Musar Haskel. That's a Musar Haskel. You know, that's, you realize that you leave the costly base medrash. You have to recognize that for us, this is Kem Chayenu. This isn't just sustain us. No, this is a Torah Schein that for us is Chaye. And make sure that you take that with you during the times between the semesters. Make sure that it's obvious to everyone that sees you. Know that, who are you, and what are you doing, and where am I? You know what? The answer is that Motzei pi Hashem Yichyada. Make sure indeed that that's true. So Be'ezras Hashem, you should have an enjoyable, I won't use the word relaxing, but an enjoyable ben hazmanim, right? To come back after the zman, thoroughly exhausted from all the chazaras that indeed you've done. And Be'ezras Hashem, make the yeshiva proud. Be mekadesh shem shamayim in every venue, in every walk of life, that Be'ezras Hashem, every opportunity that you will have.